Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
So we are back. We are live. Thank you for everyone who complained that we took one day off. You take a national holiday off to hang out with your fam, and all of a sudden people are like, what is happening? Why are you not at work? Sorry, I'm not. We can't all be Rich Jones. Some of us, you know, some of us need a day. Anyway, well, we're back today and very exciting. But had a great weekend. Hope you had a great weekend, too. It was really hot. It's going to be hot again today. Luckily, we're indoors where even though we're looking at record-setting temperatures of 100-plus degrees again today, even though it's going to be one of the hottest days ever in the history of Florida, even though the air conditioner is just exploding all over town, the one here at work is running fine, and I still need to go to my car and get a hoodie in a minute because they keep it ice friggin' cold in here for whatever reason. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me. This is The Mark K. Show, 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. The other Josh was in here asking me about, you know, the weekend and what I did to protect myself from the sun and the heat. Because as a bald person, it's different. You have to, there's added protection. And he asked, did I use sunscreen or did I wear a hat? And the answer is you have to do both. I mean, you have to put the sunscreen on your bald head, then put on a hat. Because God forbid you take your hat off for a second, you're fried, basically. You're fried. You have a nice thick head of hair. You don't understand.
Just like my newborn son, we have to put a sunscreen on his head and then a hat.
100%. And then you sit under an umbrella the entire time and you sweat. But the other thing is I have trucker hats are not good for bald people either. And if you're bald, you'll totally relate to this because a lot of places, for example, the Players, when we would go out to the Players, they would give us media kits and they'd always have this really nice hat, but it would have the mesh in the back. Or I would get some kind of fancy hat from some movie that's opening up. They'd send us a big package and it would be like, oh, cool hat. But it's a trucker hat, which means there's mesh in the back. And mesh means sunlight can get through. And if you wear a mesh hat and you're bald and you don't have on the sunscreen, then when you take your hat off, like the back half of your head looks like a waffle. So this weekend, my wife decided we were going to clean. She said, that's what we're doing. Happy Memorial Day. And we went through our closets. We went through the kids' rooms. We went through old desk drawers. I started listing stuff on Facebook Marketplace again, all this stuff. And I took every single trucker hat that I had and I donated them to Goodwill. So apparently some people who shop at Goodwill, can look like they have waffle heads on the top because of the way they burn. Anyway, hopefully you didn't burn. Hopefully you took the precautions. Hopefully you're doing it again today. The other Josh brought in here a gallon jug of water because it's important to stay. They always tell you when it's this hot outside, you want to make sure that you stay hydrated. And so he's not that. You said that's your second one already.
Yep. I just filled it up.
You've already had a gallon of water today?
I've had a gallon. Yeah. Well, I started early. Luckily, I get here to work at 5. So I've had 5 hours to kill it.
But still, to drink a gallon of water in 4 hours, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, it's a lot of bathroom trips.
Yeah. Let me know.
But I feel better.
Okay, good. You're definitely cleansing your system out of something. But definitely do take care to stay hydrated, especially if you're working outdoors. I know we have a lot of construction workers that listen to the show. Hannah Guile, who works in our traffic department and helps us out with the show, she sent a picture the other day of some construction workers who apparently were listening to the show. You couldn't tell because it was a photo. I pointed out a video would have been, you know, a better thing to, but she didn't want to. It's creepy when you just start videotaping construction workers without their knowledge. Now, over the weekend, a lot of fun and exciting stuff happened. There was a big election in France and in Europe and across the EU. And the interesting thing is that this whole You know how, like, everybody in the world supposedly hates Donald Trump, and everybody in the world thinks that America is the laughing stock because of our president and because of the nationalism and because of the things he says, and everybody thinks that we are Donald Trump is, like, just morally depraved because of the way he looks at, you know, the immigration crisis and how he wants to build a wall and how he puts America first and how nationalism is. It's a horrible thing that even the Pope says is close to, you know, borders on racism. In a way, if you are really into your own country and your own heritage and your own culture, basically you're a racist and you don't want to help other people who are different than you. Different is great. Different is great. The same is bad. Different is great. And that's something that we've been hearing not just from people in this country, not just the Democrats, but also from all over the world. And we heard, like, Joe Biden. Remember how Joe Biden said that all the world leaders were calling? He got a call from this person and that person and Margaret Thatcher, who's been dead for 20 years. He got a call from all these world leaders telling him, man, Joe, thank God you're running because we really want you to be the president. And apparently nobody wants those world leaders to be the world leaders because across the EU, there were massive gains, massive shifts away from the center and toward the far right, toward the nationalist parties. And you see, for example, I don't know if you know, but after the American Revolution, which you're quite familiar with, shot heard around the world, George Washington, founding fathers, Constitution, Battle of Yorktown, Cornwallis surrenders, all that good stuff. After the American Revolution, the French Revolution followed suit. The French went in and they were like, we want to be a free country as well, so we will overthrow our dictator. And we'll smoke cigarettes and wear berets while we do it. Oh, it will look very stylish. And they did. And now it's happening again. After this second American Revolution, which would be when Donald Trump was elected in 2016, the French are now doing the same thing because Le Pen's Nationalist Party made huge inroads, and now their president Macron is in danger of pretty much losing control of the entire country. When you look at the Brexit vote in the EU over the weekend, Nigel Farage, who's a huge fan of and supporter of Donald Trump's and a huge fan of the British nationalism and leaving the European Union and the Brexit vote, which has been stonewalled ever since it happened. Well, Theresa May is leaving, and a lot of people believe Nigel Farage could take her place as Prime Minister of England. So you're seeing in two major places, major allies, France and Great Britain, two huge portions of the EU puzzle, they're drawing away from that one world order. They're breaking apart, and the right-wing parties are rising to power. And in Italy, probably the biggest upset was the massive shift toward Italian nationalism, and that was 100% fueled by the same thing that is fueling the crisis here, and that is immigration. You think we have an immigrant problem here? In Italy, they have immigrants pouring over the borders, taking over whole towns. Lake Como, where George Clooney famously has a villa, he can't go there anymore because there's peasants and migrants and immigrants who have come here illegally or come to Italy illegally, just lining the streets and taking over. And they're not, you know, there's a lot of crime that comes with it. There's a lot of, you know, a public urination that comes with it. There's a lot of problems in Italy because they are so much close. I mean, think about this. When you talk about migrants and immigrants coming from Eastern Europe and from the Middle East, they are so much closer than we are. They have a similar problem with Middle Eastern and Eastern European immigrants as we do with Mexican immigrants, just walking across streets, walking across the highway, you know, moving in and acting like they own the joint. And as a result, that has pushed Italy to the far right as well. And they are seeking a more nationalist policy as well. And the EU is now really at risk of crumbling apart. And each individual country is really looking to retake its sovereignty, if you will, retake its nationalism, retake its culture, and retake its own identity. And that's exactly what happened here in the United States in 2016. Donald Trump's election didn't just change the United States of America, but it is now, as we see it, changing the entire world. It happened in South America. It's happening in Europe. It's going to be happening all over the joint. This is literally just the beginning. And as 2020 ramps up, you're starting to see, You're starting, if the Democrats weren't upset before, if the Democrats weren't scared before, they're going to see what's happening all over the world. And now they're going to realize, wow, all that support we had internationally, all those world leaders who were calling up Joe Biden saying, we want you to, it doesn't matter if Theresa May is calling you up and saying, hey, Joe, I wish you were the president of the United States, but because Theresa May isn't going to be the prime minister when Joe Biden really kicks his campaign into high gear. Speaking of which, Joe Biden is doing something very peculiar for a Democratic frontrunner. Very peculiar. And the worst part is he's stealing a page directly from Hillary Clinton's playbook. That may actually be the best thing. I don't know. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to that here in just a minute. 855-765-1045. You can leave us some open mic messages, too. We've got this great open mic feature on our mobile app. Just go to the Google Play Store, go to the iTunes Store, download the News 104.5 mobile app, and you can just say whatever you want, send it here to the studio, and if it's appropriate for air, we'll put it on. It's the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. We're back at work today, already planning and plotting and trying to figure out what we're going to do this entire week. It's a short week. I mean, that's the other thing. My wife crawls into bed last night. I go to bed earlier. I go to bed like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and she stays up after I go to bed to watch all the Real Housewives of this, that, and the other place that she's recorded. So she comes in at like 9:30, and she lays down, and she's like, oh, and I go, what's wrong? She goes, I hate Sundays. And I look at her and go, well, that's good because it's Monday. And she's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. So today's Tuesday. You want to make sure that you, if you have something to do on Tuesday, it's today. If your kids have like soccer practice on Tuesday, that's today. It throws people off, especially with this heat, because you're mentally drained and your brain starts to fry and, you know, you just forget things and you get really tired and there doesn't seem to be any. The other thing is the grass. My wife's like, our grass is brown. And I go, right, because it hasn't rained in 42 days and it's 100 degrees outside. And she goes, can you water it? I go, not enough to make it green again. But then we drove by a golf course and it was brown as well. And I go, look, see, they have people who are professionally paid to keep grass green and they can't even do it. So it's totally not my fault. 855-765-1045. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden. So this nationalist wave that is taking over not just the United States, but also now most of Europe. It will probably within, we know that we know that it started really with the United Kingdom and the Brexit vote. And the Brexit vote happened, I mean, over a year and a half ago, really like 2 years ago now, and they still haven't exited. And a lot of people will tell you, and if you read the news reports and things like that, you'll hear Brexit is doomed. Brexit will not happen. Well, much like the media here in this country, they're not giving you really not even the whole story. They're not even giving you the real story, because there is a huge movement still for Brexit. And in fact, Theresa May failing to negotiate the exit from the EU for Great Britain, failing to do what she'd promised to do, taking so long, dragging her feet, putting it all on the brink. Her misguidance or her just, you know, basically her bad political posturing has now cost her job. And it's not because the anti-Brexit factions are pushing her out. No, they like her because she couldn't do anything. She couldn't make it happen. Now you've got the nationalists who are really stepping up. These are your, if they wore little red hats in Great Britain that said, make Great Britain great again, make Britain great again, I guess was what the hat would say. These would be the people. These are the people who love Great Britain, love their culture, don't want to see any harm come to their country, want a strong, free economy. They want to make Great Britain rich again and safe again and great again. And these people are now coming in and saying, look, get her out, get somebody in, make this happen. And Nigel Farage, who you may remember, he came on a big tour of the United States. He came on a big tour of the United States and he talked about, you know, he talked to Donald Trump and he talked about how inspiring it was. And he talked about how things in Great Britain were going to follow suit because people were excited. They were excited. And that is something that has, you know, kind of filtered through now to the rest of the EU. Italy took a huge step forward. They took a huge step forward because they put in this nationalist system, and it was all by voters in the national elections. Same thing in France. Everyone is starting to see how this one world order, how this unity of nations doesn't really work for the individual nations. You know, everything will come together and converge for the greater good of the massive body they've created at the expense of the individual countries. And they're starting to see it in their economies. They're starting to see it with their immigration problems. They're starting to see it with crime. They're starting to see it with trade. And that's why they are now starting to step back and trying to reclaim their own identities, which is bad news for the Democrats, especially Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is the one touting all of these other world leaders, all of these other world leaders who soon will be just as unemployed as he is, are calling him up on the phone saying, "We wish you were the president of the United States." Theresa May called him up and said that. Well, guess what? In about 2 weeks, she's no longer going to be the prime minister. She's no longer going to be a world leader. And I guarantee the new world leaders that are coming in all over South America, all over Europe, the new world leaders are not going to be calling Joe Biden anything. Because why would you call somebody who isn't the president to talk about anything that has to do with your country? It just doesn't make sense. 855-765-1045. And speaking of Biden, while everybody else is walking around and driving through Iowa and driving through New Hampshire and setting up dates and setting up scheduled events, Joe Biden is doing something very quizzical, and it's very reminiscent of Hillary Clinton. I'll get to that in a minute. First, Jim's on the north side. Jim, hey, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing well. You know, about the president going over to Japan and trashing Biden, you know, a lot of these people seem to have a problem with that. But I remember during the 8 years of Obama, him going overseas plenty of times, trashing George W. Bush and even trashing America. And the lamestream, and yes, I said lamestream media, had no problem whatsoever with that. As a matter of fact, they thought it was a wonderful thing. And also, When Trump goes overseas and represents this country, I feel good about it. I feel confident. I never felt that way with Obama because I always felt like he was over there to sell us out.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, there's a difference between trashing someone and I mean, like, everybody has done. Remember the Dixie Chicks? They went up on stage in Great Britain and they said George W. Bush is not even our president. Now, were they public figures? I mean, kind of. They weren't politicians. But Donald Trump he speaks the truth, and everyone knows that he's fighting Biden and he's fighting the other 20 people who are going to be on this, you know, vying for the Democratic Democratic nomination for presidency. He's got to fight back on these people. And he's got to point out why these people are not right to be president of the United States. And Joe Biden is not only old in the actual sense of the word, but his politics are old. And when he starts running for president, that's going to come up. And Donald Trump is starting to point it out with the crime bill, which was horrible for African Americans. He's starting to bring it up. They're going to bring up already. Some of his Democratic counterparts are bringing up Anita Hill. Look at AOC. She hates Joe Biden. She's got one of the biggest mouths in the Democratic Party. Her not liking Joe Biden is not going to be good for business, and they're going to have a very difficult time getting her on board, especially when you have Joe Biden, who has failed on a lot of these principles like the environment, like women's rights, like gay rights, all of these things that Joe Biden could have acted on but didn't because he's a dinosaur. He's been in Washington for 35 years. And Joe Biden and his team, they seem to know that. They seem to know that not only is he one of the old guard, but he's also old. Because while everyone else is out campaigning, Joe Biden is taking a page from Hillary Clinton, and he is not campaigning. I'll explain that here in just a minute. Star 1045 if you want to get through on your cell phone, or 855-765-1045. You can leave me an open mic message, too. It seems like it could be the beginning of the end for Joe Biden if he keeps following in Hillary Clinton's footsteps. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got some more of your phone calls on the way. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid. Truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Well, there is something good to take out of this heat. We're only going to have 12 more years of it.
world's going to end. We're all going to be underwater.
It's like 11 and a half now, I think. It's like we have 11 and a half years left, which is pretty good. But, yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you're taking all the precautions. Like the other Josh, for example, he brought in a gallon of drinking water that he's already a quarter of the way through.
Do you understand you can actually drown drinking water?
Did you understand you can drown drinking water?
I've heard that before, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And there was this famous contest where a woman was challenged to drink, I think, a gallon of water.
Yeah, in San Diego.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And she died.
That's what you're referring to.
It was called...
water poisoning.
It was called Hold Your Wii for a Wii.
Yeah,
they were giving away a Nintendo Wii.
Wow, not bad.
Yeah, well, no, except she died.
Yeah.
And everybody got fired.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know some people that work there. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It messes with your pH balance and all kinds of acid levels and salinity. I looked it up.
Don't mess with your acid levels. We want to make sure that you do stay hydrated, but don't overhydrate. Because, again, it is really hot. And there are some good things that come out of the heat, for example, like this.
I'm going to have to change my way of life because after this heat, I come to realize I can't go to hell.
I mean, so there you go. So this guy's going to become a better person because he realizes he can't spend an eternity in North Florida in late May. And it is only May. That's the other thing, too. We were talking about that. So yesterday was Memorial Day, and I went outside because I wanted to take a photo for my Instagram. And I went out with my wife, and I have this great coat. I think it's a great coat. Some people complain about it when I wear it. I think it's a great coat. It's the American flag. It's a blazer. It's got big gold buttons. And I put that on and I took a picture with holding my American flag. I had my cool Tom Cruise Top Gun shades on and I posted it on my Instagram and everyone was very complimentary. Usually I get some hate because there's some people that don't believe the American flag should be turned into clothing. Although more and more I see it on hats and I see it on clothes and I see it on watches and I see a lot of women wearing bikinis with the American flag on it.
Yeah, I actually have a bathing suit that has the American flag on it.
Is it a bikini?
It is not a bikini.
Okay, because I wouldn't be okay with that.
It could be cut down to a bikini.
No, I don't think that's... So you have an American flag bathing suit?
I do, yeah.
I think I do, too.
I wore it to the beach on Sunday.
Yeah?
And I was not the only one.
Did anybody come up to you and say, you know, boy, that's a flag that ain't supposed to be on your butt?
Not a word.
Okay, because I've heard actually people say
it's
that.
It's not supposed to be on your butt.
It's not, the flag's not supposed to be on your butt. And you're not supposed to transform it into clothing. Although I did even see, while I was getting my overalls for the hillbilly segment that we do, the Bluegrass Boy, I saw some American flag overalls, which I thought were stunningly fashionable. And, well, anyway, so I went out. So if you can see the photo, it's on my Instagram. It's Mark K, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y-E on Instagram. And there I am in my coat with my flag. And I got a bunch of comments and I kept waiting for that one person, to say something. But evidently it seems to be okay now. Unless, of course, I'm wrong. If you know better or if you have ever talked down to somebody or, you know, set them straight. Or if you have an American flag bikini and you're totally cool with it, give us a buzz. 855-765-1045. Because a lot of people do get, they take exception to it. Well, Memorial Day in and of itself. And I learned this years ago working in radio that with Memorial Day, there's certain do's and don'ts. For example, Memorial Day is not necessarily a celebration where you say happy this or that. It's when you silently reflect and pray for those who have died, not those currently serving, those who have died. In service of our country. Veterans Day is for people who served, lived, and are no longer serving. Those are veterans, and you thank them for their service on Veterans Day. And then there's Armed Forces Day, which is when you just thank people who are currently involved in the military. The other, you're getting all confused.
Yeah, there's different tiers.
Yeah, there's different, well, and they,
well, not tiers, but different levels.
And you can't upset the balance. Like, if you go to a veteran and say, hey, it's Memorial Day, thank you for your service, they didn't die.
You might offend them.
You might offend them. And also, if you say happy Memorial Day to anyone, it's totally, it's the wrong thing to do. But apparently, it's okay to wear a blazer made out of the American flag.
So Veterans Day is everything?
Let's say you served in the military, right. You did your two tours, now you're out, you're a veteran.
Right, okay.
That's Veterans Day.
Got it. Armed Forces is everyone.
Correct. If you go active. And fight and you give, if you give your life fighting in Iraq, fighting in Afghanistan, fighting, then that's Memorial Day is when you're memorialized.
And Armed Forces is the third one where that's just
current
everyone.
Military personnel.
Okay.
I believe, so I'm sure 9 people are going to call right now and say, you got it all wrong, you dumbass. But that's my understanding of the three levels. And how it works. 855-765-1045. Then there's Radio Talk Show Host Day. I'm just kidding. There is no radio. Lorenza from Jax. How you doing, Lorenza?
Yes. The answer is you don't supposed to wear the flag. You can wear patterns with the design of the flag, not actually wear the real flag you don't supposed to wear.
Oh, I'm not supposed to wear a real flag.
You're not supposed to wear a real flag. You can wear patterns and design of a flag.
Got it. I see. So, like, if I took an actual flag and wore it like a cape, the way the boxers did, like in Rocky or whatever, that's a no-no.
You cut a real flag up and wore it.
I see.
You do not wear the flag.
Okay.
Not a pattern of the flag.
I got it. But so my blazer that you can see on my Instagram that is red, white, blue with the stripes and the stars and the big gold buttons, that's perfectly acceptable because, to the best of my knowledge, it was not ever an actual flag that flew.
Yes.
Okay.
A flag, it ain't got to be on flu or not. Not a flag.
Got it. So the bikinis that we see at the beaches, the butt floss bikinis and things that have the American flag, that's fine.
Yeah, as long as they didn't make it from a flag.
Got it. Okay. All right. That would be all right. Hey, man, Lorenzo. I knew Lorenzo would know. Lorenzo knows pretty much everything. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. I see socks too. A lot of people have like American flag socks, stars,
or ties.
Ties. Yeah, ties are very popular as well. Some of them, I saw one like you hit the button. It's more common on 4th of July. 4th of July is really the big holiday. I mean, even walking through Target, there was a lot of red, white, and blue stuff. And they had, you know, we put flags out in the yard and my neighbors had little pinwheels that were red, white, and blue. And you do some of that on Memorial Day as well. But 4th of July is the big one. And you'll see the guys, they have a tie. And it has like the red, white, and blue. And then if you hit it, it'll play music. It'll play like, you know, which I've never had one of those ties. But if someone wanted to bring one to the radio station, I wouldn't be offended by it. And I might actually wear it. 855-765-1045. What were we talking about before this? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. So Joe Biden basically is taking a page out of the Hillary Clinton playbook. He has decided that because he's old and because he's been around Washington forever and because he's done a lot of bad things in his life that people aren't going to necessarily forget and because he has a lot of political enemies and because he likes to grope people, for all these reasons, Joe Biden has decided that the best way for him to campaign is to not campaign. And in fact, over Memorial Day weekend, there were tons of photos of Bernie Sanders working with union workers, Bernie Sanders walking in a parade. Hillary Clinton was even, I saw a picture of her in her muumuu with her old husband, and they were walking in a Memorial Day parade somewhere. Cory Booker was at a hot dog feast somewhere in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is everywhere. I think there's three of those guys. I think he's triplets, because every time I turn on my TV, it's Pete Buttigieg eating a hot dog, eating apple pie, on The View, drinking coffee, riding around in a car, on Fox News, on CNN, on MSNBC, guys everywhere. But Joe Biden is nowhere. And in fact, there was an article in the Washington Post about how his official schedule for Memorial Day weekend, a 3-day celebration of the people who died to make America great, the people who gave their lives for this republic, he was doing nothing. He wasn't even out. And I just can't help but believe it's because the people that know him best know that he shouldn't be around people in the heat because he's old, he likes to sniff them, and because people are going to remember all of the horrible things he's done in his 30 years in politics. So he's stepping back from the spotlight. He's not doing press conferences. He's not doing rallies. He's doing what Hillary Clinton did, which was step out of the spotlight so people couldn't grill her like they were grilling their burgers about her past indiscretions and Benghazi and Whitewater and Bill Clinton's affairs and the Monica Lewinsky scandal and the threats she supposedly made against all these women who came out and accused her husband of horrible, awful things. They couldn't investigate or talk to her firsthand. They couldn't see her stumble up the steps because of her advanced age and her onset dementia. They couldn't see any of that stuff. And I think they're looking at Joe Biden going, son of a gun, we're back where we were 2 years ago. 855-765-1045. Oh, we have a lot of people that want to comment about wearing the flag. Perfect. All right, great. Andy, Rob, Matt, everybody else, hang tight. If you're trying to get through, do it. 855-765-1045. Or you can leave us an open mic message, too, on our News 104.5 mobile app. It's free. This is the Markay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I would imagine if you took an actual flag off of a flagpole and cut it up and fashioned it into some article of clothing, then that could probably be considered offensive. But clothing that's just made to look like a flag, eh.
Any butt floss bikini pattern is fine, Mark K. Come on.
Yeah, I guess I should have known that. Hey, thanks for clarifying. 855-765-1045. Is it appropriate to wear the flag? Apparently, so here's the thing. I always thought it was just the flag in general, like any kind of picture of the flag or print of a flag, or if you have pants that look like the flag. But the rule, I guess, is if it was actually at one point a real flag flying somewhere, then it's a big no-no. But if it's just a print made to look like a flag, that's okay, supposedly. Matt in Boise, Idaho. Matt, thanks so much for calling. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good, Mark. Anyway, I listen to you. I used to live in Jacksonville. You're still one of my favorite talk shows. I wish you would become national. But anyway, I was just going to say pretty much just what you had there. It is a part of the U.S. Code flag law. But it is an older, statement that doesn't necessarily talk about clothing in particular, but it does state that you can't wear the flag.
So, you can't wear the actual flag, but you can wear clothing that looks like it.
It doesn't have that definition there, so it could be interpreted somewhat.
Okay. Interesting. All right, Matt. Hey, listen, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And thanks for streaming us. I mean, we're not syndicated to Boise, Idaho, but of course you can use the mobile app, or you can watch us on Facebook or Twitch or any other place like that. Boise is a great town, by the way. I had the best sushi I ever had in my life was in Boise, Idaho, if you believe it. Also, great potatoes. Hey, Mario from Fernandina Beach. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I want you to know this is my favorite chain anyway that I listen all the time, and I really appreciate what you say. Everything about Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still got brothers and sisters back in Naples. And when I go over there, I wear the Rolex over here and a chain. They take everything off of me and wear the dirty jeans, because if you stop on a red light or something, they know that you got any piece of gold. They throw a cinder block through the window and take everything you got. It's a very, very scary, all the immigration that we got in Italy.
Yeah.
Everything right that you said. And being immigrant is just fine. I am an immigrant since 1975.
Sure.
But they got to come here like I did.
Yeah.
They got to come here, stay on the line, because if we let, in Italy now, they got so much a mess. Sometimes I'm scared of going in my own city.
No, and Mario, we appreciate you calling. And what part of Italy are you from? What part of Italy are you going back to?
I am from Naples, Italy, little town outside of Naples, Italy, Bagoli. Yeah. And I just retired from 25 years in a restaurant business in Fernandina Beach.
Oh, wow. All right. Great. Well, listen, thanks so much for the call. And we appreciate you calling and sharing that story with us, too. And it is true. I mean, the immigrant crisis here in the United States, we talk about how bad it is. And what we have here, I mean, the biggest issue we have with the immigrant crisis here is, of course, they're coming over illegally, which we don't want. We want legal immigration. You know, that seems like it should be a statement in and of itself that shouldn't be, argued. I mean, how can you dispute that? We want people to not break our laws. But a lot of people are like, they have no choice. They have to break the law. But the biggest issues we have are, of course, the drugs that come over. There is some crime. There's all kinds of trafficking. It's dangerous for the immigrants. But here, I mean, in Europe, the immigrant crisis is far worse. It's far worse because there's not as strong a police force. There's not as strong an immigration department. They don't have departments of homeland security that can take care of the problem. They've got immigrants coming directly from the Middle East and from poor, war-torn Eastern European countries. And as you can see, the crime runs rampant. I mean, they can walk right across the border. They can take over entire cities or towns or parts of cities. In Paris, France, and in London, and in several other cities across Europe, there are districts where Muslims from the Middle East have come and basically taken it over, and even the cops don't go there. And the cops will tell you, don't go there. If you go there and you get attacked, or if you go there and you get robbed, or if you go there and a crime is committed against you, it's your own fault. We've told you, don't go there. And that's the kind of crisis that they're seeing in Italy, in France, all in Germany, even though Germany doesn't like to, Germany won't admit it because Angela Merkel is more of a centrist. But now you have an uprising, you have the equivalent of a Red Hat uprising in not just Italy, but also in France and in the UK. And you've got people similar to Donald Trump. They weren't all reality TV stars, but they hold the ideals of nationalism and pride. And you know how, like, we put America first? They're in there saying, put the UK first and put French first, François. And then in Italy, it's like, put the Italia first, primo, right? That's the same sentiment. It's running rampant through Europe right now. And the EU is going to have to change or disband because it is crumbling. It is crumbling. 855-765-1045. And of course, it's all Donald Trump's fault. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, shout out to Beach Girl on Twitch. She just cheered the show 100 times. We appreciate it. Yay. We love our Twitch viewers and our Facebook viewers, and we love everyone who listens on the radio and on our app. If you're ever like out of reach for whatever reason, or you're traveling and you still want to hear the show, awesome. You can download our mobile app and you can stream the Mark Kay Show anywhere. You can also catch up on podcasts of old shows. Let's say you turn on the radio to some other station, you're like, oh, this is, I wish Mark Kay were on. You can go back and listen to some of our older shows, and you can really, there's enough on there that you could listen to us 24/7.
How many days?
Three in a row 365. Maybe not that many. You can listen to us for a long time. You could binge is all I'm going to say. 855-765-1045 is our number, too, if you want to get through and be part of the show. 855-765-1045. Very interesting thing that happened with the World Health Organization we're going to get to in a minute. But first, John in Palm Coast wanted to talk about the immigrant crisis around the world and the rise of the far right in Europe. John from Palm Coast, thanks for joining the show. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your show.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I just wanted to mention that you were talking about the over in Italy with the immigrants taking over there, and the police are actually telling them don't go into sections of town, mm-hmm. somewhere there. And the same thing is happening, or was happening, here in the United States. I worked for years for the Ford Motor Company just outside of Dearborn, Michigan, and that area, the ARAB section of Dearborn there, the police would not go in there, and they warned you against going in there.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's always neighborhoods. Even as a kid, I remember growing up, thanks for the call, by the way, and thanks for listening. I remember growing up, your parents always like, hey, don't go down that street at night. Or even, you know, when I moved to New York, my parents were like, you don't want to go past, 92nd Street, and don't ever ride the subway. Those were the things. But this is a serious issue in Italy and a lot of these other countries, is that you have these immigrants that have taken over, and they're not abiding by the law. They're bringing their own laws with them. It's affecting the economy. It's affecting tourism. And we had this one guy who called in. He's from Italy. He said his brothers, when they go out, they can't wear their Rolex watches. They can't, wear any gold chains because they'll get a cinder block through their windshield and someone will try to steal it. It's a serious problem, and it is affecting the tourism industry across Europe. It's affecting a lot of their economy, and it's having a negative effect, of course, across the entire continent. That's why you're starting to see everybody's looking to the United States. They always do. Anyone who tells you differently is wrong. The United States is one of the youngest countries in the world, but it is by far one of the best run and most effective. And we are the trendsetters. We are the trendsetters, not just for pop culture, not just for movies and fashion and, whatever, cool car, whatever it is. We are the trendsetters for politics and social programs. And whenever there's an agenda item that seems to be working or that seems to be popular here in the United States, it eventually filters throughout. And it goes all the way back to 1776 when Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Hancock and all the whole Continental Congress, they said, you know what? We would like to be our own country. So stick it, King George. And then, of course, in France, the same thing happened. It's happening again now. The United States is setting the trend. The election of Donald Trump, the rise of the conservative movement in here in the United States, the rise of the, hey, let's be pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. Let's build a wall and preserve our borders. Let's put America first. Let's build our economy. Let's not be part of this new world order and let everybody else take advantage of our fantastically, you know, bustling economy. Let's put some fair trade deals in place. Let's get rid of NAFTA. Let's scratch that and start over again. Let's strong arm China a little bit because they're really getting the better end of this deal. Let's make sure that everything we do is for the United States of America and the good of the United States of America and the good of the people who live here in the United States of America. Isn't that a great idea? Apparently, yeah, because now it's a worldwide trend. And you can see it in the election. You can see it in what's happening with the Brexit vote. You can see it in what was basically the second Brexit vote with Nigel Farage and his party, a huge supporter of Donald Trump and what Donald Trump's been doing here in the United States and vice versa, they're gaining even more seats. I can't even begin to explain to you how the political system in Europe works. I don't know how the House of Parliament and the House of Lords, I watch them on C-SPAN sometimes because they're hilarious. They insult each other. They yell at each other. It's loud. It's boisterous. It's way cool and fun to watch. I have no idea who's in charge, if anybody. I have no idea what's happening, if laws are being passed. It doesn't matter to me. All I know is that nobody brings fried chicken into the House of Parliament. That's all I know. That's all. No, as not yet, at least. But basically what they're doing is they're pushing the entire country to the right. They are embracing this nationalism. They're embracing a country first, whatever country it happens to be. And it's not just now the United States of America. It's also Great Britain. It's also France with Marine Le Pen. Le Pen, who has for a long time been thought of as a crazy radical and is now one of the mainstream leaders of one of the largest parties in France. And it is a party that mirrors Donald Trump's campaign messages almost verbatim. Well, translated to French, instead of immigration, it's immigration, you know, that kind of thing. And then, of course, you've got Italy, where Italy for years has been kind of left out and forgotten. And as part of the EU, Italy had to kowtow really to Germany and Brussels and these other stronger countries that ran the joint, France under Macron. And of course, the old school UK before the Brexit vote, these were the large superpowers and Italy bore the brunt of it. They didn't get the best deals for their country. They didn't get the best trade agreements. They had no help with immigration. They were told just to support these refugees. You know, they had the Pope telling them this is the Christian thing to do right there in Vatican City. And now they're paying the price. And now that they're going to the ballot boxes, now that they know that there's an alternative, and now that they can see again what the trendsetters are doing here in the United States of America, what's happening in America? Donald Trump's making it great again. Let's do that here. South, it's a simple concept. It's a concept that works. It's a concept that everyone can appreciate. And it's a concept that evidently everybody wants. Imagine that. Italians, they want to put Italy first. The French, they want to put France first. The British, they want to put Great Britain first or England first or UK. I don't even know what you call it. They've got so many different names for that country. I don't even know what you call it. But it's a simple concept. And it's just, hey, we love our heritage. We love our country. We want to protect it. We're citizens. We have an obligation to future citizens of this country to protect it. And again, it's the United States setting the pace for the entire world. We saw it in South America. You're seeing it in Europe. You're going to see it a lot more. And you're going to continue to see it, most importantly, here in 2020, when Donald Trump runs for and most likely will be reelected president of the United States for four more years. And that's not just me throwing out my opinion. I have some facts to back that statement up, and I'll share them with you here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 plus burnout may now be an official medic. In fact, not even a may. It is. Burnout is an official, legitimate medical diagnosis. I'll share that story with you too. It's coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. This whole burnout thing, I guarantee they're going to blame that on Donald Trump, too. Before we get to that, let's talk to Carlton in Jacksonville. Carlton, hey, how you doing? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey, good. What do you want to say, Carlton? You want to talk about the flag?
Yeah, I'm active duty, and so the flag means a big symbol in my life. And
of course, yeah.
And I've been looking at it, and I think it's in our Constitution that it shouldn't be worn as an article of clothing. I mean, the Olympics takes it a little far when they, you know, they give a flag to the winner of the race, which is, it's awesome. It's a great symbol. you know, when they've won and they wear the flag and they run around the track or whatever they do with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't take it offensively. I think if you love our country and you're treating it correctly and you're, you know, I'm not worried about it. But what I do want to say one thing is I really like your point of view and on things. And since listening to you, you know, my eyes get up, I've been opened. My ears have been opened to you, your policies and everything you stand for. And, you know, what seems to be a deaf and blind America, you're chiseling it through and getting it through to them. So I just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, Carl, man, I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you listening. And those are kind words. And, of course, we're not doing anything nearly as important as what you do. Thank you so much for being active duty and thanks for your service. And all those that you you serve with, we definitely do appreciate it. And like I said, thanks for calling in too. And you know, that's the thing. What I say is only a small part of the program. This is for those of you that don't know, this is a federally licensed radio station, which means it's your radio station. It's, you know, you're the reason we're on the air and you're the reason we stay on the air. So pick up the phone and you know, be part of the fun. 855-765-1045. And also, I should point out, if you want to call the show or if you want to leave us an open mic, if you ever want to say something, not only are you part of the show and part of the fun, but you're also part of the blame should anything go drastically wrong. So there's that. 855-765-1045. All right. So speaking of things that can go wrong, there's a new article out today. Apparently, the WHO, the World Health Organization, or the WHO, as they go by, they have now decreed that burnout is a legitimate medical diagnosis, according to the International Classification of Diseases. The World Health Organization's handbook guides medical providers in diagnosing diseases. They now claim that burnout, feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and reduced professional efficacy are all symptoms of burnout, a now medically diagnosable disease. According to this article on CNN, before making the call, the document says doctors should first rule out adjustment disorder as well as anxiety and mood disorders. And the diagnosis is limited to work environments and shouldn't be applied to other life situations. So just know this. Just know this. If you're at work today after a long weekend and your boss is yelling at you and the client, they're picking up the phone going, "Where's my stuff? I needed it last week. I don't care that it was Memorial Day." And if your coworkers are in your face about something and you look around your cubicle and you think to yourself, "God, this sucks," you could be suffering from a serious medical disorder. Burnout. Feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion. Isn't that everybody that works here? Is increased mental distance from one's job or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job? Again, I think that's 90% of the workforce. Reduced professional efficacy. I only know what two of those three words mean, but I'm pretty sure that it suits like the majority of folks that I know. 855-765-1045. Also, video game addiction is now an actual mental disorder, according to The Who. According to The Who, video game addiction is also now a diagnosable. That one, I believe. I totally believe that the video game, because I know that like people can get addicted to the rush of a battle royale or a victory royale on Fortnite. Like you beat out 100 other people, you get that adrenaline, anything that causes adrenaline. Sure, that dopamine charge. But burnout, I just feel like that's, you know, that's part of work. 855-765-1045. Jorge in Jacksonville. How you doing, Jorge? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark Kay. You're a great guy, man. Just let me start off by saying that. Love your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hey, about the flag. You know, like that other guy was saying, people run around it and just being proud of what they do and they're showing the flag. I think that's awesome. There's a couple of things that I don't appreciate that people do with the flag.
Yeah.
You know how they fly it at nighttime. If they're going to fly it at nighttime and they don't put a spotlight on it, that's not right. That's something that stated that if you're going to fly your flag at nighttime, you got to have a spotlight on it. Never leave the American flag in the dark.
Ever. Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. And the second one is people are proud of flying the American flag, but when your flag is tethered, it's worn out, it's discolored, it's coming apart, take that poor thing down and retire it.
Yeah.
There's a proper way to retire that American flag. We live in this great country, man, and we should treat that American flag with the utmost respect.
I truly believe that with my whole entire heart.
Jorge, I appreciate that, man, and those are all helpful tips. You know what it is? Maybe if your flag is, like, kind of worn out and run down, it could, you know, if it's lacking professional efficacy, it could just be suffering from burnout. And then it definitely would need a change of pace. Also, the thing about the spotlight is a great idea. So if you're wearing an American flag bikini and it gets dark outside, you need to put a spotlight on that thing because it's against the law, apparently, to do otherwise. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. If you're suffering from, do you believe that burnout is actually a medically diagnosable disease, or is it just, you know, part of the working experience? 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. More of your phone calls. More of your open mic messages coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
By the way, for those of you who watch Jeopardy, James Holzhauer won again. He almost beat his own record. And it's the one thing that unifies the country. You want to talk about unifying the country? This guy has unified the country. Because I didn't know how many people watched Jeopardy until this guy came along. Sometimes I didn't like to admit it to people. But the other Josh watches Jeopardy. Everybody in the newsroom watches Jeopardy. People at other radio stations that I didn't even think they knew how to spell Jeopardy watch it. It's amazing. My wife's friends, my friends, both of them, they're all, it's really unifying to see somebody like this guy who just it's not even like he just wins. He dominates every single, he won the game in the first 5 minutes yesterday, and he continues to win. He's winning. He's making America great again by showing, and he's making everyone else just look really stupid in the process, which, is basically what a lot of people say the president is doing too. 855-765-1045. Steve on the West Side. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Doing great, Steve. What do you want to say today, sir?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the burnout issue with the World Health Organization. I just want to say that burnout is actually not a temporal issue that somebody can wake up in the morning, wake up a day at the job and say he's burnt out. Normally it's for people that have jobs for a long period of time, a job that you do the same thing over and over again, like you in the radio. You do that same thing for 25 years, you know.
Yeah.
Get burnt out.
No, I know. Tell me about it, man. You do the, like me, you know, those repetitive jobs that drive you crazy, like what you do. That is true. That's probably a good point. It has to be something, like, for example, if you just start a job and after 2 weeks you can't go, oh, I'm burned out. I'm lacking professional efficacy, and I also feel tired, and I lack energy. That's probably a good point. That's probably good. I don't, you know, it's a slippery slope when you start calling hating. I mean, basically, it's I'm sick of my job. I have sick of my jobitis. Is that really a diagnosable disease? Is that really a problem that the World Health Organization needs to be concerning itself with? Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, yes, because burnout leads to stress, and stress leads to diabetes and heart disease and heart attacks, and insurance goes up. But, I mean, again, if you do the same thing, I don't care what it is, people get burned out. I know people who, you know, you see like professional comedians making millions of dollars. Who was the one, the guy that signed to Dave Chappelle? He got burned out. He was only 30 years old. He was making $26 million. He had to go sit on a beach for a year because he was burned out. So everybody gets burned out of their job. Does that make it a disease? Does that make it something that the World Health Organization needs to, you know, I play a lot of poker, and I know a lot of professional poker players who say they get burned out, and they play a game for money. They play a game for money. And you're telling me you're getting burned out? You sit down all day. They bring you drinks. Yeah, I can see how that could get annoying. 855-765-1045. This is Chef Matt in St. Augustine. How are you, Chef Matt?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Are you an actual chef, or is that just a cool nickname?
I like to think I'm a chef, but it's a cool nickname. How's that, Dad?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like to think I know stuff, too. So there you go. What'd you want to say, Chef Matt?
So the one thing I want to bring up about Trump that no one really brings up is that, he goes over there and the media bashes him for his tweets and stuff like that. But they forget to mention that he sold the 105 F-22s to Japan. And I feel like every time he goes on a trip, He always is whining and dining, but he makes a sale. And he's never forgetting about the worker in the background. And, you know, whoever gets that contract, what is that, Boeing? You know, what does that do for the American worker while he's over there dishing out 105 planes? Like, how many planes did Obama or previous president, you know, score on a business trip? You know what I mean? So while he's there for pleasure, it's always kind of, there's a lot of business and he gets it done. And sometimes he's a boob and he does boobish things and he does boobish stuff, but... You know, he's got our back.
You know, I appreciate you calling, Chef Matt. I do. And he's talking, of course, about his trip to Japan over the weekend. You know what you describe? You basically describe Donald Trump as Michael Scott from The Office. Because Michael Scott, you know, he's a boob. He's awkward. He says inappropriate things. You know, he's not always, he doesn't care about HR violations. But at the end of the day, he gets the job done and he makes the, he looks like he's playing around on the computer all day. But at the end of the day, he makes the sale. And that's, you know, and that's a great comparison. Everyone loves Michael Scott. Love him or hate him, deep down inside, you love him. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is John in Middleburg. How you doing, John? Thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show.
Hey, good morning. Make America great again.
Woohoo!
Everybody should have, you know, John Hannity has your great American and... we have the ditto and all that fun stuff. You should have a little greeting also there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway. We'll get on. The other Josh, make us a greeting. We'll get on
there. There you go. Make America great again.
Yeah.
The rest I will greet you from now on. Anyways, hey, I'm a retired Coast Guard guy.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about the flag thing. You know, I have no problem with folks wearing the flag or displaying the flag in their yard. However, you know, a lot of people aren't up on the etiquette, maybe, but they still show pride in displaying the flag. However you display it, as long as it's done with pride and honor and in the goodness of your heart, I believe it's a good thing. If you want to wear it as a bikini, more power to you. If you got your neat little sport coat with a flag on it, well, great. I love it. Show that pride. Wear your red hat, you know? And then on the being a retired Coast Guard guy, I spent 20 years in the Coast Guard, loved every minute of it.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the burnout, work burnout. You know, that's one of the things I love is every 4 to 5 years, I was going to a new town, you know, rotating around.
Yeah.
I went from ships to operations offices to law enforcement detachments, all kinds of fun stuff. Never in 20 years did I suffer from burnout.
No, and
or did anybody I know.
And you know what? That's a great point. But that may be part of it. I don't know if that's part of the military plan and what they do. But that's definitely that could definitely solve the problem of burnout. One day you're in Miami chasing down drug runners, and the next day you're in Alaska trying to fight off people that are. You know, bad in Alaska. what do they have? Russians who are trying to steal king crab legs. Who knows what goes on? I'm sure. Look, there's a big coast in Alaska and it needs guarding too. But then you're in Maine with the lobstermen. I get it. And then you're riding up and down the Mississippi River catching, you know, riverboat bandits. Whatever happens, the Coast Guard has multiple different things that you could be doing. And I think you're right. I think variety is the spice of life, as they say. And maybe the military's onto something. Fred from Fernandina. How are you, Fred?
I'm good. How's it going today, Mark?
Good. See, now I want king crab legs. That's the only problem. What? You had a tip for me. What was your tip?
I did. Have you ever tried a do-rag, maybe, or one of those wig hairnet things that go under the wigs or under your trucker cap to keep the head cool?
Oh, you're talking about my head burning. Oh, this was from was from the first break in the show. You've been listening all day.
Yeah.
I was talking about how I can't wear trucker hats because the mesh will burn my head in the actual mesh. It'll look like a waffle. So you're saying put a do-rag underneath?
Possibly a do-rag or one of those little caps that they put under wigs. You can get them at wig stores, and it might help.
It might help, or just make me—I'll be even sweatier. Like a yarmulke, I could put a yarmulke underneath there, then put on my trucker hat, and that would. Or I could just wear a hat that doesn't have mesh on it. There's tons of those around too. Hey, thanks so much for just give me one of the 5,000 other hats I have that doesn't have holes in it. 855-765-1045. You know what I used to do, which I can't do anymore, is I would wear a baseball hat backwards. And if I were out in the sun too long, the little semicircle between the band and the hat, I would burn. Like, I would literally have a big semicircle on my head from where I was an idiot and I wore the hat backwards. It's just, it, being pale and in Florida, there's so many. It's like hashtag pale people problems. 855-765-104. But we got to take one more quick break. More of your phone calls, more of your open mic. We'll wrap this whole thing up here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Mark Kay, thanks for joining me today. Lots of people on Twitch and Facebook, too, just commenting back and forth with each other. It's like a whole separate ball game during the commercials and during the show. People are just, who even knows what they're talking about? I don't even, I glance down and I see naughty words, so I glance back up and I, you know, just let them have their fun. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. We had one more caller who wanted to discuss this whole thing about burnout, but she got burned out because she was holding too long. So she hung up, which happens. You know, we do get complaints. There are people that don't like to hold. And I'll tell you, if you're one of those people that doesn't like to hold on the phone, you probably should not call us. You're more of an open mic person. You should probably definitely invest in the free mobile app and start sending us some open mic messages because the app
pays dividends, so invest in now.
Yeah, does it really?
Yep.
Okay, good. You get 100% of your money back, too, if you don't like it. So there's that. 855-765-1045 is the number. So here's what's going to happen today. We're following this Joe Biden thing because this is fascinating to me. It's in this attention-based economy, the fact that you pull back off the campaign trail for risk of, I guess it's a gaffe thing. Everybody always talks about Joe Biden making these gaffes. They talk about him touching someone inappropriately or saying something stupid. They talk about him mentioning something in his past that could be detrimental to the campaign. They talked a lot about how he slurred or stumbled a lot in his first big campaign speech back in Pennsylvania. And there is definitely signs visible. There's visible signs of aging in Joe Biden, in his speech patterns, when you look at him and being on the campaign trail look, the campaign trail is not a short campaign trail, especially when you have 20 people all battling for position. You've got to be doing the talk shows. You've got to be out in the crowds. You've got to be shaking babies and kissing hands kissing babies and don't shake the babies. You've got to do all that kind of stuff. You've got to be eating the hot dogs on Memorial Day. You've got to be eating the burgers. You've got to be at this rally and that rally. And you've got to crisscross the country. You've got to live out of a bus. And, you know, when you're older, it's tougher. Not for someone like Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders seems to be handling the pressure okay. But Joe Biden, you know, he seems to be doing the Hillary Clinton. In fact, his schedule of events for Memorial Day weekend was zero. He had no scheduled events. A guy running for president of the United States, an election that is less than 2 years away. Year and a half from now, there's going to be an election. Somebody is going to be on the Democratic ticket. And if Joe Biden doesn't find the energy, find the youthful vigor, find whatever it is he needs to find and get out there and campaign, he's going to wind up like Hillary Clinton. Maybe they're afraid he's going to stumble down the steps or fall into the van. Maybe they haven't found an adequate body double for him yet, the way they did with Hillary in the last campaign. Maybe they haven't gotten all those pieces in place. But the man's going to have to go out and fight because this is an attention-based economy. The Democratic National Convention, it's all about attention. Whoever gets the most attention wins, or whoever can basically bribe the most superdelegates. Maybe that's his plan. Maybe he's going back to Hillary's drawing board with the superdelegates, and he's going to try to shore them up before he goes out to shore up the actual voters and get them excited about voting for him. But rest assured, Pete Buttigieg is skyrocketing up the polls. And it's not because of who he is or his record, because he has none. He's only been the mayor of South Bend, Indiana for like a week. It's because he's out there and people are looking at him and they're listening to him. And he's on Fox News and CNN and all the places that Joe Biden should be, all the places that anybody who wants to be president of the United States should be. And if you want to win, I hate giving advice to Democrats, but I will. If you want to win, if any of you are listening, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, any of you, if you want to win, if you want to win the Democratic nomination and the presidency, then don't follow the plan of Hillary Clinton. Don't follow in her footsteps. Don't do two events between now and Election Day. Don't embargo yourself from the press. Get out there. Talk to them. Answer the questions. Make the gaffes. Do the photo ops. Do the rallies. Do the talk shows. Call into the talk shows when they're talking about you. Tweet, for crying out loud. Joe Biden, tweet. You're never going to get anywhere unless you tweet. That's the rule. That's not my rule. That's the world that you live in. Donald Trump knows it. AOC knows it. Everybody else on Twitter knows it. It's an interesting plan of attack, and I just think he's not up for the job. I think of all the old white men in this race, Joe Biden could potentially be the oldest and the whitest. And I think in the end, it's going to be a detriment, not just because he's not going to associate with his voters and not because he's going to be able not going to be able to bring in the far left socialist part of the party, the Green New Dealers, the people that think that, oh, Bernie Sanders is the bee's knees, the AOCs of the party. Not just because of that, but because after a while, he may not be able to string two sentences together to plead his case in front of a crowd of thousands. We won't know, though, because Joe Biden apparently is in hiding. 855-765-1045. That's our number. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to make room for Rush Limbaugh, the news. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's whatever you want Wednesday already. Remember, yesterday was Monday. It felt like a Sunday, but it was Monday. So whatever you want Wednesday is tomorrow. If there's something that you're just itching to complain about, if there's something you want to get into, if there's a question that's just burning you up inside, then keep it for 22 hours. We'll kick it off tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on News 104.5 WOKV. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.